and let their eyes keep lurking. Have your genitals pumping, your X5 lurking. Skid off the street, heart skip the beat. Bitch, nigga overcooked that meat. Get no sleep,
yeah.
Only rest is in between the blink. My life story was written in blood, permanent ink. Killer instinct, R.I.P. I'm gotta think like that, cause forever I'll be needing them. Playing flawless, mistakes never beating them. Some love me, some hate me, bitches in the head beating them. Niggas wanna
yo,
ride,
what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We turn this music down a little bit. Had to bump some of that Mobb Deep. That's for Prodigy. I had to bump some of that Mobb Deep. That's for the homie Prodigy. My man passed today. We had to just bump a little bit of that, man. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. Let me put on some chit-chat music so I can chop it up with the family. Hold on 1 second. Let me do that. Let me get all this stuff together. How is everybody doing? Glad to have everybody tuning in to Ism Radio. Before I get started, today's show is brought to you by POV Hilarious D. You can check out his YouTube page. He has a commercial for a black superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. You go to POV Hilarious D on YouTube. Check out my brother's YouTube channel, Real Funny. And also today's show is brought to you by Black Sun. That's an African-centered sci-fi comic series. Real good stuff. You can visit that at blacksuncomics.com. Blacksuncomics.com. They even have black-themed action adventure graphic novels. It's real good stuff, man. So again, go to blacksuncomics.com. Blacksuncomics.com. And right here, I have my lovely female co-host. I have Miss Bree right over here. How are you, Miss Bree?
Hey, everybody. Miss Bree in the crib.
Have people been hitting you up on Instagram, Miss Bree?
Oh, yes. Constant.
What would they say? What are they saying? I'm curious.
Girl.
They be talking crazy on my Instagram.
We voted for you. Do us good. Don't be on there cooning. Hey, somebody asked me why you had glasses on the whole show last night.
Oh, really? Like, what? Why are you? Why don't you ask me?
I know. How
can like, why does Layla?
Did she have a black guy?
I know. Was she abused by some niggas? What happened? But this is Layla for everybody who don't know. How are you, Miss Layla?
I'm good.
You're glowing.
You're
looking fly.
Extra. I'm ready to take these braids out though. They're raggedy.
Oh no.
Somebody thought that was dreads. I was telling you that's how old they are. They look, but I'm. Thank you though.
Man, ain't nothing trying. Wrong with you. You know, you got the headscarf on like one of the Cosby accusers.
Oh no.
Did you see? I talked about this on Ustream. How those Cosby accusers. Most of those women, most of those women like didn't identify with black, like, you know,
at
a lot of them
all.
Are like Hispanic and all that. The one woman was is Cuban, but when those checks are dangling in front of their faces, all of a sudden they got afros and dookie braids and shit.
I did see that fro.
Man, that lady afro got bigger on every interview. When she had hoop earrings and hot sauce. I'm like, what the fuck? This is damn ridiculous. Man.
Poor Bill Cosby. I feel sorry for him, though.
Yeah. They were trying to go into him.
They
were trying to go into him.
He old. Just let it go.
Oh, yeah. They're about to, you know, try to destroy that legacy. Man. They're like, we ain't about to let him get up out of here clean.
Well, it's too late with us. His legacy already there for black.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it is. It's messed up what they doing to him.
I like your hair, girl. I knew something was there. I kept looking at her like, with something different.
Oh, yeah. Miss Bree got the hair. You got to move that bottle out the way so we can see all your, we got to see all your effervescence.
Wait a minute. I need to put, what is
Ismbot?
Ismbot. Call it
Soulbot. Man. So what are we talking about today? I want to talk about, since we're talking about Cosby a little bit, I want to talk about white feminists in relations to black women. Because I notice whenever there's an agenda that the white feminists have that's going to strengthen white supremacy, they'll go get black women. But when black women are in need, like a black woman just got shot in Seattle and killed.
Yeah,
that's that. It's fucking crickets within white feminist groups.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had any interaction with some of these white women's groups any time before, like in college or any time?
I haven't.
Nah, I just kept it around. I went to school in Atlanta, so.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody was, you know, pretty much black out there.
Exactly.
And I just kind of stayed with that. So
yeah, and I went to a predominantly white school, but I've never had to experience that.
Oh, really? What you went to, like a high school or like college?
No, Western Illinois University. It's in Macomb, Illinois.
Oh, so, damn.
Yeah, it's predominantly white.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. So were you like the black friend?
Yeah, to a couple people. It was enough of us that I kind of stuck to my kind too.
Okay.
And I wish I would have ventured out a little more because, I mean, you gain experiences that way. Mm. Experience cultures. And
You do. But a lot of times you become the black go-to person. So you are, you know, hey, Bree, do you know LaQuisha from Memphis?
Like, yeah,
asking about random black people. Who in the fuck is that? Yeah. Man, I just knew something. I just met her years ago. I thought you knew her. It was that type of shit.
Yeah, they do. Because I went to a white high school now. But for college, it's more black. But high school, pretty much elementary, junior high, and high school, black white people. That's why I was so excited when I went to Atlanta. I was like, mama, I was acting like a coon. I was like, everybody black. Everybody black. Mama, I swear, I was fresh off the plane. I was excited. I was like, yes.
Yeah, well, they get around with the sisters when y'all the only ones, boy. We wanted to touch your fucking hair.
Like, and all that. I hate that.
Can I please? Yeah. Are you going to be offended? Yes.
And they know that. They know that. They're not dumb. They know by this point that shit is offensive.
No, I had a white girl take out my braids before when I was younger. We was like 13. She was my friend. She came over and was like, hey, let me take out my braids. And she thought it was my real hair. So when she took the braid out, the hair came out. She's like, oh my God. I'm so sorry. I was like, girl, it's fake. She was like, what?
Yeah, they don't know, though.
No, she was a kid. Like, we were 13, so I don't think she...
Yeah, when they get older, because white women be getting weaves on the low.
Yeah, they know now.
They know now. When they older, look, kids.
They definitely wear more weave than we do.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I learned that.
White Paris women be getting, Hilton.
Yeah.
Everybody wear their shoes.
They get weaves like a motherfucker, like Kim Zolciak from
Housewives. Yeah. She just straight wear just a wig.
Yeah.
Don't she need it, though? Y'all dying laughing at her.
Y'all crazy.
So they throw that bullshit on us. But let's see. We got a lot of folks calling.
Oh, I seen Hidden Colors.
Oh, yes.
Bro, everybody kept hitting me up and said, Layla, you knew Layla got off the coon train. Yes, I'm off the coon train, everybody. So leave me alone. Well, I only got through part one a little bit.
Of two.
Okay. Up to where they were talking about how they try to make us pretend like we're retarded and like we're really not. So they can lower your self-esteem and stuff like that. I just got a little bit.
Layla's getting there, family.
I'm getting there.
Layla's getting there. She said, no more coon training
for me. No more cooning. I know that the Russians, the black people went over to Russia to teach. No, yeah, black people went over to Russia. I'm trying
Layla
to get some
getting,
facts.
Layla be getting stuff.
I tried to get some facts. Wait, is this right? Okay, because it was a lot. No, Tariq.
I know, because I made the movie.
It was a lot of information.
You can't get none over him.
Yeah. Tariq.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
I know. You got to watch it a few times. You got to watch each episode. There's so much to catch.
I was trying to take notes, and I was like, wait, am I just dumb or I can't retain this?
No, it's a lot. It's really a lot.
It's a lot of information. But, let me just get straight. The black people went over to Russia to teach them Russian because they were speaking French.
It was a guy named Alexander Pushkin.
Yeah.
And he created the modern Russian language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
interesting.
So, yeah.
I thought that was my favorite part of it. That was one of my favorite parts. Yeah. But yeah, I'm working on it, y'all. Get to part two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not cooning no more.
Man, what's up? Who's on the phone? Okay, this nigga.
Rero.
It was good, too. I enjoyed it, Tariq.
Yes.
Very talented.
I watched all four.
He was that talented, bro.
Now, see, she watched all four.
She blocked
her weekend out.
But, yeah, I had to because it just
makes you. I can't spare you.
No, but it keeps you. You got to keep going.
It is very interesting. I had my brothers and stuff. Well, I had everybody watching it.
Oh, good.
My brother, the whole, we all need to.
Yeah, everybody's listening. If y'all don't have it, y'all need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com if you do not have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, Layla, what is in the news, my dear?
Okay. Well, I'm sure y'all all kind of know that Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know about their babies?
They had the kids.
But people are saying that their kids were born of, they have twins.
Okay.
Prematurely.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Because
most twins are.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a twin.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You are a twin.
To a boy, though.
Okay, right.
So it's not really that fun, but
it is fun.
It's kind of, I feel cheated.
So were y'all born prematurely?
We're 5 pounds. Like, that's not kind of prematureish.
Was it to term?
We were full term, but I think we were under the lights for a week or so. So yeah, I guess under that's about light. Right. Under the blue, they put you on a little blue. Jaundice lights, you don't know.
Yeah, I got a gang of kids. They didn't put them
come on,
the
Tariq. So they're babies. But you know, shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce, had their little babies.
What's the names of the babies?
Shaquika and Lee. I don't think
anybody know that.
They ain't telling us. Wouldn't that be dope though, if Beyonce? No, I'm saying, like, if they came out, that would be dope if Jay-Z Beyonce just like went for a loop, like threw us for a loop, like Shaquika and Shaquika.
No.
Freequan. This shit.
That would be horrible.
Who's on the phone? Why the phones are not answering? Y'all call back. I don't know what's going on with the phones. Let me try this again. Hello.
Yo, Flex, what's going on? There you go. Brother Black from the Bay.
Black from the Bay. How are you, brother?
Hey, just living it up, man. How the ladies doing?
Good. Excellent. Thanks for asking.
Now that you called. No, I was joking.
Layla's spitting. Renna's due. Layla's spitting. Layla gets, she gets sensual when around the first of the month. Layla came in this motherfucker glowing, booty popping.
Working on, you never know who's in the street.
Month. Layla coming here fly than a motherfucker around the first, nigga.
No, who you are you
Layla out here trying to
real
catch.
Real talk. I ain't mad. I saw a cool little crispy video. Yes. Layla was looking fly.
Thank you.
I saw that too, girl.
Yes.
Oh, girl.
Yes, Layla. Layla, we need to do a workout video with Layla.
Let's do it. So I went to... Like, my little side hustle was personal training.
Yeah.
But my dude at the time, you know, I got a little job at the gym. Mm-hmm. And he like, niggas all up on you. I don't want you doing this. So I kind of stopped doing it. But, you know, he didn't like me at the gym. He's like, oh, the manager like you. I'm like, dude. He didn't want me training. So he thought it was too much thirst. I don't know. So I just kind of stopped. But I love fitness. I always do it. We should do it.
We should do like an ISM radio workout
video.
That
would be dope.
So, Jay from the Bay, what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, man, kind of this is a complicated situation, and being that I know we're all parents here, I don't know about the you know, Bree, if she's a parent, but
Bree is not a parent yet.
Save yourself.
Oh, okay. But right now I'm just dealing with a little issue. Got a 9-year-old daughter who has been looking at porn on the phone.
God damn.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Expecting that.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, we've already went through this once before. We have already talked to her about it. You know, she's already got her ass whooped. But you can only yell at the little girl and only whoop her ass so many times. So she went through her grandmother's phone. She even went through my phone. First it started on YouTube. Then it escalated to the sites. And I'm not sure how it got to the sites. I can only assume maybe kids have cell phones at school and they probably like, you know, be browsing online and things like that on the yard with the teachers and everything not looking. So as far as disciplinary action goes, I'm not trying to like be executioner or whip my daughter's ass all the time. You know what I mean? We're in a hypersexual society and, you know, it gets thrown at us. Sex gets thrown at these kids almost every day, no matter where they go. So just advice, like what should be a, you know, a good approach as far as discipline?
Nigga, you need to stop bookmarking Pornhub on your phone.
Well, Isambot said you need to stop bookmarking Pornhub on your fucking phone.
No, that's your phone, nigga. What the fuck
are you doing with porn on your phone? A 9-year-old looking at porn, that's your damn fault, yeah. Dude. That is your fault. A 9-year-old don't have any access to technology. The only access is what you give them. They don't know nothing about no fucking porn. That's your ass watching the shit and not taking it off your phone, little freaky nigga. Take the shit off your phone, dude.
No, don't let the kids play with the phone.
That's you. That's you. A 9-year-old, a girl, shouldn't be looking at no fucking porn. Don't whoop her ass. Get it off your phone.
No, she wasn't on my phone looking at it. It started on YouTube. And the thing is, you know, when you go into YouTube, you can see the history of what folks have been looking at. And so first it just started off as just people kissing. That was just on YouTube on my phone. But when she got over to her grandmother's house, then it was like Safari browsing, because, you know, my wife checked the browsing history to see if she's been doing it on other folks' phone. And that's how we found out that it got to the actual site.
So now you see grandma over there looking at porn, and it's on grandma's computer. Grandma's sitting up at the house.
She's
at the house looking at.
Nothing like that, bro. But, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, our idea was like, is she getting the idea from school? You know what I mean? Because, you know, at that age, you know, she's at school with a bunch of, you know, 10, 11-year-olds, too. And they carry cell phones, but she does not carry a cell phone to school. You know, we think that she's, like, too young for that. You know what I'm saying? So we sat her down before, but it just recently happened again on, you know, on grandma's phone. So it's
okay,
like,
well, what you something's going on with that child. Well, y'all need to go to a therapist because a child at 9 should not be sexualized like that, where they're looking at porn and just getting in trouble for looking at porn over and over again. Some adult has showed them something. Somebody in your family, real shit, you need to see anybody's been around that little kid doing something. Y'all need to take her to a therapist. For real. Don't whoop her ass. Take her to a therapist and find out what's going on, because that's a form of acting out. She should not be sexualized at that young age, man. You feel me?
Yeah, and I agree, because it's just three of us at home. It's just me, my wife, and her. You know what I mean? Nothing like that goes down in the household. But when she's away at school,
we don't know what's going on at that school.
That's my thing.
We never know what's going on at the school, a friend's house. We never know what's happening, man. But
hey, you already know school is like a foundation, you know, where kids come around and, you know, anything goes. Unfortunately, it's different from how it was in the '80s when we were growing up. We weren't around that, you know, but now they got this technology in their hands and they can do anything with it. And the thing is, it's like, really, like I mentioned before, I'm not trying to like yell at the girl or do anything like that. You know, it's just like, okay, it keeps happening, and I know curiosity is happening, you know, but this is still early. But it's like,
all right, brother, goddamn, you're going on and on. Shit, I'm trying to give you an out. You can't just go on and on. Somebody said it's very bright in here. I tried to do something with just the lighting in this motherfucker.
Is it bright?
Yeah, on the screen is bright because it used to be.
Oh, it does look bright.
It looked real
here.
Bright. It was real
look,
dark.
I like that look. You like it?
They're saying it's too bright.
Oh, it's too bright? Look, it looks good.
I can't see
because we look better in better lighting.
Yeah, it's kind of bright in here. Can you see that?
Is it too bright?
A little bit.
It's a little bit bright. Next time I'll darken the shit up a little bit. Sometimes it's too dark.
How'd you do that with the lights up here?
No, I did it on the camera.
Oh, okay.
I did it on the camera because I wanted to show the ladies' beauty in the dark. You can't have it in the dark. You can't show how fly they are in the dark. But, you know, I don't want their ass looking like a couple of Puerto Ricans sitting in this motherfucker. With too much light.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do. I guess it does look a little light. We do look a little light skin.
Man. Now, Miss Bree, what else is happening out here in the internets?
The elephant in the room.
Yes.
Tupac came out this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
I'm the only one that didn't see it.
You did not see Tupac. How did you like the Tupac movie, Bree?
Look, okay. The Tupac movie, I think it was really, really good. I think it was like a made-for-TV movie.
Yes.
Oh,
I was thinking
yikes,
that, too.
For real?
It wasn't bad, though. But it seemed like it would have been a good, like BET blockbuster movie. You know what I'm saying?
It was good.
Yeah.
Biggie's was like that to me, too, though.
I felt like that, too. He said Biggie was better.
I like Notorious better.
No,
Notorious was done
better. I thought
better.
That was should have been on TV.
I thought that, too.
Wow. I liked it. I like Notorious. Just the way it was shot, I liked it better. Mm. Now, the Tupac movie, did you learn anything about Tupac that you didn't know?
Honestly, well, here's the thing. The era that I grew up, or the generation, I guess, my parents still had the say-so over what I can watch and what I can't watch and what I can hear and what I can't hear.
Yeah.
And Tupac was one of those people. Like, we couldn't listen to Tupac back then.
Damn.
So,
really?
No, my mom would not let me listen to Tupac.
Well, see, like, you better go put on that Donnie McClurkin.
No, right. Yes, dead ass.
That's good.
Yeah. So it was good, but then it was like watching the movie, you saw a different side of Tupac. You saw how much he really cared for his black community
and things
he did for rap. And I really wish that she would have gave me the opportunity to listen. But just looking at the movie and seeing how so many people were against him and didn't know anything about his stance.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot. And that's just coming from somebody that didn't know Tupac. I have a newfound respect for him versus like my cousin who was 20 back then. And she like, they ain't show this part and show this.
Yeah.
And I know Jada Pinkett, she said she didn't like,
that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Wait, why she didn't like it?
She didn't like the way it was kind of
a relationship.
Yeah. The way they portrayed it. She was like, well, no, he never read me that poem. And I never argued with him backstage. You know, it's like kind of nitpicky.
I think they were doing something, though.
Their relationship, and people really don't know what it was. It was it sexual?
Because they were friends, right?
Yeah, they were friends.
They're supposedly friends.
Yeah,
and it's always been this real weird relationship, you know, that they've had with each other. And, you know, Tupac, he really loved her. You know, he really, really loved Jada.
You could tell.
Yeah, I mean,
don't think
big
he
time.
Hit
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, I ain't trying to be up in their bedroom business, you know.
You know what irritated me about Jada, though, and I love Jada.
And I love Jada, too.
I love her to death. But what irritated me was that she came out and said that, Friday morning she put it on Twitter or something? She didn't even give the movie a good chance. I feel like she kicked the
the momentum a little bit. Yeah,
she kicked the momentum because she came out like, it's like this and I don't like that.
And it's John Singleton did it, right?
No, Benny Boone.
He wanted to do it
and have Tyrese as Tupac, and I don't think that would work. I don't think that would have worked.
It was another dude, too.
Yeah.
They was thinking about.
This guy was actually very good.
I like Benny Boone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this guy was real good. But Tupac was deep, man. It was a lot of stuff that, you know.
For 25, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, when I was younger, 25 was so old to me, right? Yeah. So I thought he was so much older. So now that I was like, dang, he died when he was 25.
I definitely thought he was like 38.
He was that deep. Who is that deep?
He did a lot at a very young age. Man. And you know, his mom was, you know, tied in with the Black Panthers and all that stuff. And his stepdad, I think, helped break out Assata Shakur out of jail. There was a lot of deep shit in there. And they were talking about the FBI and how they were following him. And I'm glad they brought that thing up where he shot those two off-duty cops down in Atlanta. Mm. Yeah.
Why was the FBI tracking him?
Well, hell, they've been tracking him since he was a kid.
Yeah,
because
his parents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So they've always caught. You know, they've been keeping their eye on him.
Interesting.
And once he got in the music industry and all,
it just made it worse. Target.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, but yeah, I like the movie. The movie was good. I was feeling the movie. A lot of folks were talking about, you know, they didn't like it. It was this, that.
So, who do you think killed him?
Oh, man.
Because it could have been the FBI. It could have been.
I honestly think it was the FBI.
Yeah, because, you know, they're making it seem like it was gang related, which is a possibility, but there's a lot of stuff that's a possibility. But for a gang member to shoot Tupac on a damn busy street in Las Vegas, and no one gets caught. There were cameras in Vegas back then. Understand, there's been cameras in Vegas for decades.
Yeah.
So, for them to not know, and plus the FBI was tracking him at the time,
right?
You know, so now they don't know nothing. So
bullet didn't even touch Suge.
It grazed him in the head. Oh, yeah, okay. The bullet grazed him in the head. Mm. So real, real heavy shit.
Yeah, it's deep. Man.
Real heavy stuff.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
You have to see it.
Yeah. Well, I did. I'm not gonna lie. I did try Friday. It was sold out. And then I tried Saturday. They had one. Like, I was gonna go with somebody, but we couldn't sit together, so we just left.
Oh, damn.
Because it was like one seat way over here. One seat was forget it.
Seats.
I can't. Never mind. Well, I'll wait till it die down and then go see.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, hello. This is Q from Brooklyn.
What's up, Q? How are you, brother?
I'm good. I've always been a big fan of you.
Hey, man, I respect that.
And, my brother introduced you to me a couple of years ago.
Oh, are you Caribbean? Are you Caribbean or African, brother? I hear an accent.
Probably Jamaican. I'm Caribbean. I'm from St. Lucia.
St. Lucia. There you go.
Nice.
How is St. Lucia? Y'all been to St. Lucia?
No, I haven't, but I want to go.
I want to go too. How is St. Lucia, brother?
I've never been there.
God damn.
Wait, where you're from? Wait, let me stay.
You got to be real with the people.
Brother, you ain't. I thought you. Brother, where are you from?
Where'd you grow up?
I'm really from St. Lucia, though. I came in when I was like 11 months, so I've been here like all my life.
This nigga is from St. Louis.
I got the access from my parents.
Oh, this is about saying you're from St. Louis. All right. What's on your mind, brother?
I was just calling to shout you out and show you some respect.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for the call, brother. All right.
All right, no problem.
I just wanted to get respect. You know what's funny? I was at the gym today, and some white and Asian dudes were like, hey, we were big fans of yours.
Really?
Yeah.
White and an Asian dude.
They were like, they were like,
like,
we're real big fans, dude. Real big fans. I gotta watch that shit because sometimes, that shit kind of.
Everybody ain't trying to get you.
That's what I be thinking. Is this motherfucker in the FBI? I swear to God, I be thinking like
that. You are so paranoid. Everyone,
I'm paranoid as fucking hell, dude.
No, but look, that post you put up on Instagram.
Yeah, I seen it. That shit is real. Yeah, Instagram took that down too, where I got a death threat. Yeah.
That white supremacist. Why would they take that down?
I guess they said it violated the terms of service with the white supremacist.
I mean, he violated too.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I know. But yeah, you know, I'm skeptical. Motherfuckers be like, hey, let's take a picture. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to go get my bulletproof vest.
Right, right.
Shit.
Dang, that's crazy.
I don't fuck around at all.
Yeah.
You dig?
You can't.
Now, what's happening in the news, Miss Layla?
Okay, guess who is going to have a movie coming out?
Oh, shit. Who?
There was a big bidding war for the Mike Brown movie.
I heard about that. I don't know. I'm skeptical about that.
You don't think Warner Brothers going to do it?
Warner Brothers?
Y'all ain't feeling it?
I'm not really feeling that.
I'm not feeling
it. I'm just not feeling that for some reason.
I'm not feeling none of them having anything to say about it.
Yeah, I know. Don't do a movie about the dude and the motherfucker who killed him is walking around.
Yeah, I'd rather one of us do the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But his mom signed off on it.
Yeah, but these families, they need money.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
They're doing it for the money, not to, like, clear up anything or say, oh, my God, we're going to. They just doing it for, you know. WPs.
They doing it for the paper. That's why I tell you, if anything happened to me, don't take the settlement check, motherfucker. Y'all go burn up some shit.
Or we take the money.
Yeah, take the money and burn up some more shit. Use that for more fire.
Yeah, come together.
Yes, get the settlement money and get more weapons. God damn it.
Use that to organize.
Yes, big time.
That's what I'm on.
You covered, Tariq. You covered in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You all right.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's Jerome.
What's up, Jerome?
You keep calling me Jerome. My name is Jerome.
Okay, this is my internet guy. What's up, Jerome? how's the site coming, man?
Oh, it's going good. The forum should be done later tonight. I'm gonna push that up, and then I'm working on the push notification feature, and I should have that done by Friday.
Okay. Okay.
But what I was calling about is I'm working on this other startup, right? And it's me, this guy from Atlanta, or this other guy from Colorado, and this guy from San Diego. And the guy from San Diego is white. Everyone else is black.
Okay.
Okay. So outside of work, they send a group text messages, and you know we'll talk, send jokes, memes, or whatnot. So the dude from San Diego asked, "What did everybody think about the Bill Maher situation?" And the other two guys I work with, man, they're coons, just straight up.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they were like, oh, man, I think Ice Cube was being too harsh. I don't think the N-word. So I didn't respond. I'm just reading, right? So we have a Monday and a Friday sync up. So yesterday, during our sync up, the dude from San Diego is like, Jerome, I never got your response. And I was like, yeah, I know. And he's like, well, do you want to talk about it? I was like, well, I you know, to a degree, agree with Ice Cube. I felt like he was too soft. Yeah. And he was like, so you think the N-word is a word that's only supposed to be used for black people? And then I basically was like, you know, yeah. So he was like, the dude from San Diego, we went to college together. So
the white guy.
He's black girls.
Okay, right.
So all he did was black girls. And all the black girls were bad ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
So
he's like, well, my girlfriend says it's okay if I say it, and I say it all the time. I'll say it right now. I love you. You my nigga. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to test you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so you know, and I've known him for 7 years, but I was like, dude, just because your girl's a bad wench don't mean shit.
Exactly.
he got mad. He was like, you offended me, offending my girlfriend. I was like,
he's not just trying to flip it. Yeah, they're good at trying to flip the shit.
I was like, if you say you love black women, but you wouldn't dare, you know, you wouldn't dare date a black woman who tell you to shut your fucking mouth with an N-word. You know, like, you only like certain kind of black women.
Exactly. And they're slick. They try to be slick. They know that it's some slick shit that they're doing, and mm-hmm. it's not about the word. It's all about the context. Yep. That's what it's really about. It's about the damn context. It's never about the word.
And he tried to throw that whole, well, I mean it in a term of endearment. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I really got mad. And he, like, I just said, I've known him for 7 years. And he said, like, suspect shit over the time. But, you know, like, the fact that he asked me one time already, and I personally didn't respond. And we're supposed to be having a business meeting, and he's asking me about this dumb shit.
Yeah, because they wanted to see if you were a coon. He wanted to see if you were a coon, and is glad you checked him. I'm glad you checked him. But with them, you have to let them know, look, because I don't get mad at them when they do all that, because they want you to get mad and get emotional and then try to run the human resources on your ass as if you're the angry black man. When they do that, when they try to use nigger and try to put an A at the end and say, hey, man, it's a term of endearment, just let them know, nigger, the only definition for the word nigger means victim of white supremacy. So is that what you're calling me? I am a victim of white supremacy. You just break it down like that. Let them know the right definition. It means victim of white supremacy. Nigga and nigger are both meaning victims of white supremacy. So whenever he calls you a nigga, just let him know. You're just calling me a victim of white supremacy.
Did you just come up with that?
No, Brother Neely Fuller. Yeah, Brother Neely Fuller broke
that
down.
The last thing was like, so he was like, well, if white people use nigger and black people took it back from them and said nigga, then what's wrong with just using it as a term of endearment until all the
racist
people
wrong
die out,
it's
right?
It's never going
to
be endearment.
And so what I said to him was, first, I was like, well, if you want to play that game, well, white people took it from us because the original word is niggas.
Right, right.
So, you know, I mean, so that's a moot point. You know, this ain't a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Secondly, racist white people will never die out. I mean, you look at South Africa, they're less than 10%.
Yeah.
And they're running the whole place. So yeah, just as the numbers dwell, it's just going to be a higher concentration of racist motherfuckers in a low population.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm a math guy. So, like, I hate when people say, you know, they just throw shit out their ass.
Yeah.
And say it with his confidence.
And this is the thing. Y'all got to stop going back and forth with them too much. With the suspected white supremacists or the white supremacists, their job is to waste time. That's a tool.
Right.
Wasting your time with these circular bullshit arguments. You have to take control of the narrative. Once they're taking control of the narrative, they'll just keep you in circles all day. When they start talking about, can I say nigga? Is nigga okay? Basically, you calling me a victim of white supremacy. If that's what you want to call me, I'll be that. And then close the conversation. And you leave that on him. You dig? So right now, you've confirmed that he's a white supremacist. If he's calling you a nigga or using nigga, a nigger, you've just confirmed that he's a white supremacist. You dig? So, yeah, don't
right,
get into
right
these circular arguments. Just make your point and then keep it pushing. You dig? Because what they
right
want to do,
so
they want
to
get you frustrated.
Needless to say, they dropped me from the group chat. So
damn.
They only hit me up.
Exactly. You
they
weren't coolish enough.
They're about the app now. Yeah. So, you know, like, we don't talk about updates and that. So it was really what I wanted anyway.
Yeah.
You know, if I wanted. But, you know, I just thought I'd share that story. I'm going to let you go.
Good stuff.
Sorry about that.
Man, but yeah, hit me up later, man. Let me know. We got to get this site done, brother. We got to get this thing done. Also,
yeah, we're targeting Friday.
Okay.
I'll hit you up around 8 o'clock my time, about 5 o'clock your time.
Okay, that's cool. And also, you know what I want you to do, John? We'll talk about this privately, but those Indian developers working on Morus and all that, I want you to talk to them for me too. You dig?
Will do.
We'll talk about that because they pissed me the fuck off. But anyway, we'll talk later. All right, man.
All right, bro. I'll call you. Much.
All right, that's my man Jerome. Jerome is working on some websites for us, real thorough,
Jerome,
brother.
I got a little update on the cause of death for Prodigy.
Yes, what happened?
Okay, so they at first, you know, he has sickle cell, right?
Yes, yes.
But now this just came in. They're saying that he possibly could have choked on an egg.
Really?
In the hospital? Yeah, it's crazy. They said he was in the hospital because now that they're, I guess they're doing the autopsy, they're looking for. So now they're trying to figure out was the sickle cell or him actually choking on an egg.
God damn!
That's in the hospital.
Damn!
That's crazy, right?
Well, that's why black folks are always funny style by going to the damn hospital.
Yeah,
it's always
yeah
some funny shit.
Yes, yeah,
when
weird
we go to a hospital, the it's minute weird we go in there, we die a day later.
Right. It's kind of.
My stepdad went to the doctor and shit never got out.
Right.
Black folks know once we go in that hospital.
Because you don't know what. That's why you always have to have like a family member, somebody like overseeing, watching, because you don't know what they'd be doing up in there when you're sick and not coherent. Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting. So,
man, let me see who else is on the phone here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hey, we got a lady. What's up, lady?
I'm good. Hey, Tariq. Hey, Bree. Hey, Layla.
Hey,
hi,
girl.
Hey.
And what's your name?
Cheyenne.
Where you calling from, Cheyenne?
Atlanta.
There you go. What's
Thank
happening
you
down in Atlanta?
Well, I just had a breakup yesterday.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. How long were you with the guy?
So, a year and 2 months.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What
so,
made,
like, it was really, what'd you say?
What made y'all break up?
Hello?
This nigga got you confused. This nigga that broke up with you, you don't know where you are. You don't know. You don't know your name. You listen to Mary J. Blige. You don't know. Huh? What? Hello? You drinking? Lord, sweetie, what happened with the breakup? What happened?
Well, basically, around March, I started noticing him, like, texting less and, you know, like, acting different. But I'd, like, brush it off because I don't want to be, like, just automatically assuming he's cheating. But to just, like, fast forward it, yesterday, everything was going fine until, like, 10 o'clock at night. I'm on his Snapchat and I see this random chick and I'm like, okay, who is this? And he was like, oh, it's nobody. And then I guess the girl got triggered or something because she picked up the phone and was like, for the picture, I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. Who is this? And then he was like, the girl was like, I know I'm cute. And I was like,
oh,
okay. I was like, what? And then I guess she got triggered or something because she started sending me a bunch of pictures of her Instagram, which I don't even know if she was trying to impress me or something because it was nothing but dirty clothes on the floor and stuff. Her
mattress, oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Her mattress had no box spring, and I was just like, wow. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, so he was messing with a bra.
I don't even know you. What's your problem? And then she like hung up or whatever. And then they started sending me videos of them in bed, and I'm like,
she started sending it?
Yes, because I could tell because it was on his phone, but the phone was in her hand, and she was just sending me videos of like her on top of him and stuff, and I was just like.
Okay, this
just came out of nowhere.
This nigga didn't know the chick was filming? I mean, that nigga's that sloppy with his shit?
I don't know, because I haven't even responded to that yet. I just was like, I don't feel like dealing with this. Because it's like, it's crazy, because first of all, I've been with him a year. He's lost like 3 jobs.
Oh.
And I gave him money and stuff whenever he needed it.
Oh, Lord.
How old is he?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm 16, he's 18.
Oh, y'all kids. Okay. Yeah. And where you get money to get this nigga?
Oh, sounds like
she working. You working, right?
I work.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you giving this nigga your little old McDonald's money. I know you work at a little fast food place somewhere or the mall. Where do you work?
I actually work at a funeral home.
Oh, damn. Oh, even a dead motherfucker in that casket like, you stupid as hell. You dumb as hell.
No.
The dead motherfucker's like, don't give that dusty nigga money. God damn. You 16 years old.
Like,
did he take your virginity? Was it that situation?
I actually have not. I guess because he seemed like he was fine with me waiting because I am still a virgin.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
girl. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Give it up. That's good.
I'm glad you didn't fuck that dusty.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's a waste of virginity give up.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
That's the waste of your hymen.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't let this nigga take your virginity because then you would have had some kind of bullshit spiritual connection to this dude. He's dusty as hell. He's out here messing with dusty little bras, and he's young. All of y'all are young, so he's not going to be thorough with his game. So
at
you know.
Not right now.
Not right now.
I don't
now.
Think anybody 18 is going to be faithful. I'm just.
Some people are.
I don't know. Now that I'm older, I know better. When you're 18, I just, it's so, I mean, these old-ass dudes barely want to be faithful.
Yeah,
let alone a little
young one.
Hormonal 18-year-old.
Especially
you
down
in
Atlanta, you did. You
know? If he is in Atlanta. You are lucky he wasn't cheating with another man.
It just seemed like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you're lucky he went to with another man. What? Go ahead, what?
I feel like I should have, like, because people were saying, like, he's probably, but I didn't believe because I wanted to trust him and stuff. But now I feel like I just should have ended it, like, when I first saw signs.
That's good. Now, when did y'all broke up yesterday?
Yeah.
That's good, man. Just charge him to the game.
Yeah.
You know, just charge that dude to the game. You're young. You're going to meet other dudes out here. You're still a virgin, and that's good. And you're going to meet more dudes. All right? You're going to be all right. Don't trip. Yeah. All right? Don't be sad.
You sound old as hell for 16.
Shut the fuck up, Isabot. He said you sound old as hell for 16.
You know what I noticed, though? Southern people are very mature for their age.
They are. They
I
are.
Noticed
and you seem
that.
Very mature for your age.
Yeah.
I would never guess you were 16 years
they're
old.
They're mature down there, man, in Atlanta.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have 2 older brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, you're going to be all right. Definitely. You're going to be fine.
Warner Brothers, go ahead and whoop his ass. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
You're going to be fine. Yeah, thank you for the call.
I'll pull up on him.
Man, so she's out there tricking off her little
money. I feel bad for, I'd be mad if that was my daughter.
No, but this is the best time to leave. A dusty ass little girl sending you pictures.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, yeah. You keep that.
Has that ever happened to you? You were with the dude and his side chick came at you. You did?
Bring? My right hand. I've never had nobody approach me. Mm. If I found out my man was cheating or he had a side chick, it's because I went looking.
Mm.
And that's a testament to the man that I was dealing with, because they kept whatever they had going on over there. Never let it get to me.
So did you investigate and see some side shit going on before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, did you hit up the girl ever? Did you ever hit up the girl?
No, I'm not that person. It's not her fault.
I'm that person.
Wait.
Layla, get her little muscular ass over there.
No. I'm body slam the girl. But one time, the girl was one of my friends.
Oh, damn.
And I approached her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I had to say something.
Oh.
What did you say?
I mean, the bitch standing right next to me every day, and we messing with the same dude. So she met him first,
mm-hmm.
but he made me his girlfriend. But I had no idea that they were dealing, and we were together like all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time. She got resentful.
She knew.
Yeah. So,
dang.
That's funny. What'd your dude say though?
When I found out,
yeah,
just apologetic. He felt so stupid. So damn stupid. Mm. And I'm like, and not only did he know and she know, everybody, like all of our friends, they all knew.
And didn't tell you shit.
Nobody told me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was new to the situation. Like, I was the newbie. Like, I met all of them together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They had a little line.
So the loyalty was to him.
With them, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Well, Layla, what else is happening in the news?
You know who's getting a little backlash? Ooh. A little blacklash?
Uh-oh.
No, this might be a little overboard. I feel like, okay, so it's this picture of Kim Kardashian, and they're saying, well, like, I guess social media went on a rampage and like, oh, she's trying to do blackface. She has a new cosmetic line coming out.
Yeah.
And she took these photos. I'm going to show you the photo. And people went on, like, social media saying she's trying to do blackface and... What do you think about that?
It's just
That she's like, I had a tan. What are you guys talking about? Like, I mean, people are just so that girl.
I honestly think people are getting tired of them. Like, just looking for any reason,
really,
to kill.
And it could be a marketing ploy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
A lot
that.
Of times they'll make believe there's some fake controversy going on.
And Chris, she do look dark as me on this picture.
Chris good for that.
Yes, that mom is good for milking and exploiting controversy, especially racial shit.
But their thing kind of died. Do you notice they kind of died down a little bit? In my eyes, ever since the whole thing where she got held up in Paris and she went off of social media for like 5 months. Remember, she did not touch social media?
But the thing is, you got to understand, they are brands. So their brands are still out there circulating, making paper.
True.
So
you just don't see them.
You just don't
much.
See them yeah, as much. True. But that brand is still making the bag, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of them, though.
I love them, but I'm tired.
No, yeah. It's I don't enough. Even watch it. Yeah.
They are so overexposed.
And that's why it's always new. They date new dudes. Now they got the young ones. The young one, Kyrie, whatever. She's about to get a show.
Yeah.
I don't be knowing their fucking names.
He said Kyrie.
I said Kyrie. All of them.
And they all stay with black men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, could you blame them, though?
No, just And then she's about to get a show now.
Wait, what's her show going to be about?
I have no
idea. How like I transform? Life with Kylie or something.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they going to just follow her around every day. Same thing they do for the Kardashians. Yeah,
same shit.
Wow.
But the Kardashians is about the Kardashians. They not Kardashians. They Jenner.
Yeah. Oh, so gotcha. Like, you're right.
They pop in now and then, but now
it's
that they have.
I wonder if Caitlyn going. That's my favorite Kardashian, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn hilarious. This nigga Bruce ass. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? What's going on, everybody? This is Ramon from the Phoenix area.
Ramon from Phoenix. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. Just wanted to call to say, hey, we all appreciate the golden advice you give. Been a consistent listener for about a year right after we went and seen you at your Phoenix lecture.
Yes, yes, yes. I had a great time out there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my dad and I actually filmed for you at that lecture. It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, cool. That's what's up. I remember you guys. How's your dad doing?
Oh, really? Oh, it's nice. All right.
Your dad is good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my dad's really good. He's a longtime listener, too. He kind of got me into it last year.
Oh, cool. That's what's up, man. So what's happening out there in Phoenix right now?
Nothing. Just super, super hot. It's like 120 today.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's like Dubai. Hot shit.
Oh, dude, yeah, exactly.
Man, but hey, man, thank you for the call.
It's not going to be long-winded. Going to keep it short and sweet. Thanks again. You three have a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
Tariq.
Yes, dear.
That picture you had on your Instagram with Al Sharpton. No, but did you see this one? I didn't see this This is a new one.
He's on the roll. Al Sharpton, I ain't mad at him.
What the fuck? Hold on. Let me show the screen.
He won't stop.
What is this nigga? Hold on. What kind of pussy are y'all giving Al Sharpton? Because this nigga done showed out. This is when a nigga's getting a certain kind of pussy at an old age.
I swear.
Hold on. Look at this nigga.
Somebody riding him.
Somebody bouncing on that old dick. This nigga don't know what to do.
What is happening?
Well, he's shaped like a elderly 8-year-old. He got on some Geranimals.
He lost so much weight.
Yeah.
He's picking out his perm. What the hell is going on with this nigga, man?
Wait, what did you say he looked like to read somebody?
I said he looked like a former Crip who just got off drugs and trying to meet bitches on Chris Domingo.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Is this a robe he got on?
I swear,
I'm trying to figure out what this nigga got on. So that's a robe he has
on. Who is encouraging him to do this?
It's something that somebody didn't tell
him. He ain't got no friends.
Some chick he fucking with and told him he's sexy.
He fine.
Yeah, he got him a little young chick and he's smelling himself right now.
We be lying, y'all. Y'all stop lying to your sugar daddies, ladies.
Making these niggas show out. That nigga that went to the mall and got some Jordans and some slacks.
Oh my gosh. All these selfies.
God, Al Sharpton.
I can't take it anymore.
This nigga, man.
Sorry I had to do that.
Y'all gotta stop gassing your sugar daddies up, ladies. This nigga's doing the most.
That's how you keep the coins coming.
I know, that's how you keep that paper coming. That nigga's gonna be at the club doing the fucking Dougie. And his hip gonna fall off.
Is he coming out to explain these pictures? He's not even coming out.
He's not even explaining them.
Hopefully there's a bottom line.
But I saw there's some pictures of him with some young chick.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go to his Instagram. Wait, no. On Instagram, really? There's some young chick that he's kind of cupcaking with.
No, and he got on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely smelling himself.
I ain't following no damn
else. That's just like Richard, Serena Williams' dad. You know,
he was married to a young thing.
He's getting divorced. She was stealing from him.
Yep.
He was like, yeah.
She wasn't young.
She's in her 30s. I mean, you know.
She was in her 30s?
Yeah.
I felt like he said 50. They said 50.
Hell no. No. She's in her 30s.
She don't look like she in her 30s from the picture I saw.
What, she look younger or older?
She look older to me.
Really? Yeah, she's in her 30s.
But yeah, she a hard 30 then. Hard 30?
My nigga Rich said, hey, that broad is stealing from me.
What's his Instagram? Do you know his Instagram?
I think it's just Al Sharpton.
Really? Okay.
Or Reverend.
Reverend. Yeah, okay, Reverend, that's what it is. Reverend. I'm about to see this.
Somebody said Al Sharpton get melanin injections. No.
Finally.
This nigga.
Shit, he needs something.
But yeah, Richard Williams said that his chick, his wife, he's filing for divorce. He said she stole his money, she's stealing out his safe, stole his guns. I mean, this nigga got him a damn a criminal up
in
the house.
That's what they
with
do
him.
When they're young. I mean,
she looked foreign too.
Her name is Lakeisha or some shit like
seriously?
That. Yeah.
No. I don't know who the hell I was looking at.
Yeah, then. Yeah. She's young and a motherfucker. These dudes, man, with these fathers of these celebrity women. These niggas be trying to get a second life with these young chicks, just and like Beyonce's
Knowles.
Dad, Matthew
damn
Knowles.
Dummy.
This ass fucking with these young broads.
Drake
and they
Daddy.
Nigga,
you see Drake Daddy?
Drake yeah. Daddy with that mustache.
He getting all,
the, all the Asian women. He be fucking with
he
does like Asian women, huh?
Man.
What's up with that?
These dudes.
Okay, I have a question. This is not the first time I heard this, so I'm just asking. You know Tariq be knowing.
Yes.
Post, you know, I mean, prior to you getting married, have any sexual encounters with any Asian women? The reason why I'm asking is because I've heard something interesting about them through guys, and they never give me details. It was like, oh yeah, Asian women. I'm like, what's the big, oh, never mind. Is there anything?
I had a girlfriend that was black and Asian. She looked,
That ain't gonna work.
It kind of, that's the closest. Oh, you know,
because
she's black and Asian, but she looked like she was Filipino, but she was black and Asian. Her mother was black. Her dad was Asian, which was unusual.
Her mother was black.
Yeah, her mother was black.
Her mom was with an Asian man?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, what the fuck am I doing an Asian dude? Yeah.
That
So yeah. So it was.
Was there something weird going on? Like, do they do weird stuff or something?
No.
So
wait, she knows.
No, well, me and my friends talk about this a lot, and one of my friends drew a conclusion because Asian men are known to have smaller packages.
Oh,
so tighter.
Yeah, Asian women, if they've only experienced Asian guys, they are like virgins every time. Almost.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's, okay. Yeah, that we kind of drew that conclusion.
That makes sense. That's a good. Yeah, that's
tight,
a good conclusion.
Tight Asian cooch.
Yeah. Okay. I just heard. I'm like, what's the big deal? But you know, guys ain't gonna tell me to. Oh, yeah. You girl.
Oh no, they'll tell me. I'm gonna get some.
Man, what's up? Now, Bree, what else is happening out here in Gossip Land?
Have y'all heard about the new cast for, well, the new members of the cast for Love & Hip Hop Hollywood?
Oh.
They added Keisha Cole, Chanel West Coast.
Oh, Chanel. Okay.
Chanel West Coast went off on Charlamagne the other day.
Sure did.
She went off on
Charlamagne. Yeah,
she wanted some of that?
No. Charlamagne was clowning.
Man,
he was clowning because she couldn't rap.
Love him.
I love
him. And he told her right to her face. Like, yeah.
That's why
Charlamagne
I love him.
Charlamagne don't be giving a shit.
Yeah, I love Charlamagne.
And that's who else is going to be on it?
What's the one chick that had the, what's her name? She had a song out a while ago. Girl Fight.
Oh, Brooke Valentine.
That's her homegirl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
my homegirl. That's my homegirl. Yeah.
She from out here?
No, she's from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm interested. First of all, Keisha Cole and Boobie, what's her?
Oh, Boobie, that's her husband.
Ex.
Well, yeah.
I think that's like ex situation there. I don't know. I want to see how that play out, if he going to be on the show and everything.
Right. And I think the rest of them is going to be, I think, what's the girl's name? The two mamas fighting. Y'all remember last? I can't remember. Lyrica.
Yeah.
They're
Lyrica
coming back.
And the other one.
Lyrica and her husband are coming back. And then Safari's going to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ray J and Pri. I love Safari.
I love Safari, too.
When Safari does that damn accent.
You gotta let him have his shine.
I would let him, because he goes on and off. But you know what? A lot of people do that, because my baby daddy's Jamaican, and he goes on and off too. He's the only like Americanized one, but like his parents are super Jamaican. Mm. They're like, so he turns it on when he talks to like his family.
Oh yeah.
But when he just talks normal. That's why I was like, faking Jamaican. But yeah,
I wonder
so
if
they can do that.
They gonna have.
But yeah, so yeah.
Keisha mom on there.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to
that's
see
a,
it.
I think that's a good move.
I don't get no details, even though it's my friend. I don't get no. I can't. Yeah, but
we got to get Brooke up in here and chop
it up. Yeah, Brooke, come on up here, girl.
Exactly.
We're gonna come up to the radio show.
Yes, I'm gonna play that Chanel West Coast and Charlamagne getting into it on the what's that show they do on
Ridiculous.
Yes, hold on.
You just keep answering. Keep it straight. Keep it straight. Nothing.
Yeah, because I don't believe in like moving off emotion. I believe in moving off strategy. And like my only strategy is just to tell the truth. It's like whatever I said about you, I'm gonna say.
Charlamagne says strategy. Screed. That's some South Carolina shit that Charlamagne does. Yeah, his screed strategy.
Oh.
You. And I'm going to continue to say it to you regardless of how mad you get.
But just because you say something doesn't make it the truth.
That's true. It's just my opinion. She's just saying that because I told her she was whack rapping one time.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, it's deeper than rap.
That's all. Like that just come out of nowhere.
I'm just saying, though, you can have opinions. It doesn't mean they're right, though.
Uh-oh. I never knew.
What show?
What was this?
She's right. She is right, though. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, we're all entitled to opinions.
That's all. Have y'all ever heard her rap? Yeah. Okay. Good for the people that said no.
Well,
that means shitting on her.
Drake and Nicki Minaj is the same person who co-signed me. I've won a BET award with Young Money. I got songs with French Montana, YG, Ty Dolla Sign.
You notice she didn't got real black all of a sudden.
Oh, she was like,
oh, she's sister girl. Oh, that
I
fake
wish she,
bullshit.
Man, she only.
Mind you.
Now she's standing up. The finger.
Mind you, I got a song with Snoop Dogg after getting into a verbal argument with him because he respected me so much after I spoke my mind to him. He still came back and did a song
with
me.
Why are you talking with your hands?
Charlamagne is shitting on her.
I love it.
That's
why you
fun.
Talking with Cheyenne?
He is shitting on her. Charlamagne,
what
you better
show?
Be. That was ridiculous. The show Ridiculousness or whatever. Yeah. That was funny.
Shitting on it. That's why I love. But you know what? She only be acting like that when she knows security around. There's damn well she ain't gonna talk like to nobody, anybody, black girl guy.
I think she kind of tough.
Yeah, and
you
she think gets, so? She getting the white girl victim mode. White girls talk all that shit, and then all of a sudden, oh my god,
911.
Yeah, you call
the cops. Yeah, they get into victim mode.
I've seen her on the other show. Do that.
They like good for calling the police. Oh, big real time. Quick.
They'll jump bad, and the minute you raise your voice, all of a sudden he raped me verbally. All that bullshit. Man, let me see who's. We got a lot of folks on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? What the fuck? Ashton. This nigga, you on a plane?
No, I'm driving.
All right, there you go. Where you going driving and on the phone, brother? That's dangerous.
Bluetooth.
There you go. All right. What's on your mind, brother?
I was trying to see, how do you get money from a female without giving her the key to your spot?
How do you get money from her?
Yeah, without giving her a key to your spot. Because after a while, they're going to be wanting a key or whatever once you start getting money from them.
All right, well, what kind of money are you trying to get?
Just trying to help out with bills around the house and stuff like that.
Go get a white girl.
Yeah, someone said go get a white girl. The white girls ain't falling for it no more.
Black girls doing that right now?
They ain't.
Yes, out in LA.
I'm like, yes, they are.
The white girl, though?
Yeah. Cool.
Black girls are too.
We had a 16-year-old call up.
I'm telling you, 2017.
Paying her little money. So, brother, you're trying to get somebody to help you out with them bills, right?
Right.
Okay. How come you can't pay your bills?
I could pay them. I'm just saying, like, after a while, you know, when they be around after a certain amount of time, they got to start giving up something. They can't just be around for free.
Right.
Damn.
Now, if you get some woman to break bread, she has to have disposable income to do that. You dig? And a lot of women who's not hustling, the only women who got money like that are women who's hustling. And women who's hustling, they ain't going to just give up some paper because just a random nigga want it. You dig? Mm-hmm. And a chick who's working a square job, she's only going to be able to give up a certain amount, which is like $20, $30 here or there. So you want to be a $20, $30 hustler? Is that what you asking me?
No, not at all. I'm trying to get more than that.
All right. Well, you got to get with some women in the game then. Some women who are hustlers. Some hoes, strippers, drug dealing chicks, drug mules.
Yeah, that's what you got to get.
You want to get a sugar mama? Or get you an old chick who got her a little divorce money or some insurance money. She didn't fell down and broke her hip or some shit.
Yeah.
And she got some insurance.
Yeah.
You can go with that. You dig? It just depends
broke
on...
Broke her hip.
It's so disrespectful. It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying. It just depends on how long the money is that you want. Hey, I mean, what kind of money will satisfy you? You dig? Because right now, you're doing what we call popcorn pimping. It's this real low level, and you're not going to get that much with popcorn pimping. You dig? If you're going to get in it, you got to get in the game and get some women who know how to go out there and get that paper. You dig?
I feel you.
All right, brother. Or go get your ass another job. You driving.
Damn.
Or just drive somewhere and get a fucking job.
Drive for Uber or something.
Nigga, drive for Postmates. Nigga, we order Postmates at my house every day. Nigga, deliver fucking pizzas at my shit. All right?
You know, after a while, fucking get old, and you know, it just be like, you know, what else can you bring to the table after that? But you know,
that's where your direction comes in. If you fucking a woman and you're in a relationship with her, you need to start saying, hey, let's build something.
Exactly.
Let's you and I start somewhere we can start bringing in some paper. You know, I'm focusing on that pussy, you focusing on dick. Fuck all that. That's going to be here. Let's focus on getting some paper. Let's start a business. Let's start somewhere we can travel. Let's start something where we can go get some paper. And you are the one that's leading the charge on that.
Thank you.
And you got somebody who's backing you up. You're not trying to exploit them, because right now you're like, I want to get some money and not give them my key. You're trying to find somebody who's dumb, right? Somebody that you can exploit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's going to be temporary. And then there's going to be resentment. And then that's just going to make you dusty, because you're going to have to keep exploiting gullible people. You don't want to be that nigga. It takes a lot of work to be a dusty nigga.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that. Being a dusty nigga is a lot of fucking work.
A lot of work.
Because you got to go from house to house. You got to run bullshit game on every dumb chick that you find. And you got to find people dumb enough to go for your bullshit. You got a lot of them. You got to cover your tracks all the time. You got to do dusty nigga shit. Then you got to creep and sneak. It's a lot of work being a dusty fucking nigga.
Yep.
You dig? all that energy, you can use that on being a boss.
Exactly.
Just be a motherfucking boss where you ain't got to do all.
Yeah.
You ain't got to do all that shit. You letting them know this is what it is. This is what we're going to do. This is the program, and you ain't scamming. You ain't scheming. Everybody's on the same page. You ain't got to worry about not giving your key and all that old bullshit because you're all on the same page. You got the same goal, and you're stacking paper. You got to start thinking in those terms. You feel me?
I feel you.
There you go, my man. I hope that sinks into your psyche. Thank
Please,
you for the call.
Go get a job. Shit, get out. Sorry.
I don't feel the same way, though.
I'm like, guys, you know, I mean, you know what I do understand? Being equal.
Yes.
But just to say, like, you know, I'm going to give some girl money.
I want to get her money. Your money. Give me your money. That's okay.
Can I show you one more, Tariq?
Yes, dear.
Al Sharpton in the gym.
Oh, Lord, another one? I saw this one earlier. Oh, you see that? I saw this one earlier. This nigga.
He's trying to keep up with the millennials.
Yeah.
He lost weight,
not
though.
Going out of style.
Yeah,
he. Without a bang.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
He lost weight.
My man, he gonna have one of them ponytails at the top of his head in a minute.
Man.
I know.
He gonna have a man bun on
there.
That nigga Al Sharpton, man.
Would you hit that, Bree? For $500,000.
No, not even that much. No, that because, you know, you'll fuck Flavor Flavor $500,000. But look, let's say, look.
Do you hear me?
Look, let's be real. Let's say, look, Al Sharpton, he ain't a bad-looking motherfucker. Hey, look, is he? You know, he's just old as hell. And look, that rent dude, you know, he'll let you hold 30 stacks, $30,000.
30 stacks? Could you up it to 50?
Please. Y'all fuck Al Sharpton for 30 damn stacks.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Look, it might not last that long, so maybe.
Like,
poor,
look.
Right. There
look,
you go.
Let Cicely Tyson show me $40,000. That's going to be some pussy that's toe up. Because I'm getting that 40 stacks,
you
nigga.
You're going to knock the dust off that
nigga, I'm going to knock some damn freedom papers out that pussy. For that 40 stacks.
Oh, my God.
Dude, so y'all smashed old dude.
For 30
stacks. Let's keep that thing for real.
Yeah, I ain't going to sit up here in front.
Let's be for real. Like.
I ain't gonna sit up here in front. Oh my man. God.
Yes, Al Sharpton be having a threesome with both of y'all ass for that 30 stacks.
30 a piece, we need 30 up front and 30 at the end.
30 a piece,
15, 15, 15, 15.
No, 15. You gotta be a piece now. I'm like, you do all the work, girl.
Layla, like, I rub his balls off the floor. Hey. His nigga balls be hanging on the floor.
I'm going to need 15 of hugs for that. If I got to do all the work.
Man. Lord.
Y'all so silly, man.
Man. All right, fam. We got to get out of here. In 1 second, I want to get one more phone call before we get out of here because I got a lot to do with as far as the movie. Ooh. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. You can say hello.
Someone butt dialed you.
This must—they on the phone, just scared. Making phone noises. What y'all doing in the back?
Masturbating.
Okay, this nigga got his thumb in his own ass.
Oh no! Okay, what's wrong, nigga? Please don't.
All right, we'll get somebody
That's
else
a
to
bad
call
visual.
Up.
Can you imagine the stretch back?
I know. My lord. But anyway, man, this week. Check out Tariq Radio. I'll probably do my show tomorrow on Tariq Radio and on Ustream this Sunday. We're going to be chopping up game. We're still working on the 1804 movie. That's coming along real good. People with these phones, man. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? Hey, this is David from Vermont.
David from Vermont. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
Hey, hello. David.
Hey, so I got a business question. You got time for that?
Real quick.
All right. So I went into business with a, nothing legal. I was talking about going into business with a family member.
You said it's not legal? Wait. You said it's, wait. Slow down. You said it's not legal?
Yeah, nothing like, no contracts have been signed. We've just been talking about going into business.
Oh, I see. Okay. When you said it's not legal, I'm like, are you trying to buy a brick from a damn cocaine dealer? I'm like, okay. So I get what you're saying. I got it. Go ahead.
So after the first couple business meetings, quote unquote business meetings, they haven't really been absent. I've been I put in all the money, all the time and effort, and so now I'm to the point where I just want to cut them out of the business and just go and do it by myself. What do you think?
Yeah, do that immediately, because my man, one of my partners, he had to do that with another business partner, and you got to do that immediately, because when you see that your business partner is kind of on some janky shit or just not being up and up, it's only going to get worse, because if you have a business account with that person, you're going to start seeing some shit missing. Niggas going to be using money for their child support payment and all this old bullshit. So, yeah, you need to charge that to the game immediately. Early. Nip that in the bud. Don't play no games when it comes to business and money like that. Let people know where the line ends. All right? Thank you, brother. All right, we're going to get up out of here. People are all talking about these breasts in the chat room. They're like,
I can't help it.
I can't help it. If I get some money, they getting reduced.
What?
They were like,
they heavy.
Yeah, like Breeze.
Getting reduced. Okay, we'll just go on the surgery at the same time. Do yours get reduced? Just take the pill.
Give them to Layla.
For real, they heavy. I can't help it, y'all. I wish I could.
Oh my God. Y'all get off this sister's breath. They talking about your nipples. Y'all stop.
I'm cold.
I know. Breeze, one of them is always cold. It's cold in here.
Oh, you always cold?
I'm anemic.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. And it's 100 degrees.
I know. It's hot. Motherfucker outside.
It was freezing when I walked in here. My toes are still cold.
What? I'm burning up, girl.
I can't see your feet over here.
Nah.
Your toes are white like mine. Same color.
Lord. All right. Anyway, Bree, what is your Instagram, dear?
My Instagram is Chloe B. Hey, your people is real out here. It's Chloe B. Her, ChloeBHer.
Yes, that's where y'all can hit her up. And Layla, what is your Instagram?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, and I'm at Tariq Elite on Instagram. And y'all go to the YouTube page and subscribe to Tariq Live on YouTube. And we're out of here. We're going to see you guys next week. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, and wash your ass, because it's hot.
Hey, it's same hot. Time, because it's hot.
Yes, it's very hot. So you wash your ass in this heat. All right?
Make sure. Get the towel real good.